I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. They call them dreamers. They're young immigrants who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children and who now are protected from deportation under the Obama administration's deferred action policy. For some of them, it's a bittersweet dream because they're separated from their family. Reporter Valeria Fernandez tells us about one dreamer's case. Her story begins with a long-awaited family reunion in the southern Brazilian state of Santa Catarina.
It's a windy afternoon in Brazil and a good time for a cup of coffee. Renata Teodoro looks up from her cup and smiles at her grandmother, who's 81 years old. And that's Renata's mom, Gorete. She's filling everyone's coffee mugs.
It's coffee time all the time. Breakfast, before lunch, after lunch, at night. So it's pretty much coffee time. Anytime we're not eating, it's coffee time.
Renata's been visiting her family in Brazil for 2 months now, up in the southern coast here where she was born. After coffee, we head to the beach for a last look. She tells me about the waterfalls nearby. It all feels new again. Renata is 26, a college student in Boston, and she hasn't been back in Brazil in 20 years. Now, she says, childhood memories make a lot more sense.
My mom used to cook a lot of stuff with corn when I was little, like even in the United States, and I was always like, why does she always cook so many things with corn? And then, like, I came here, and I'm like, oh, this makes so much sense. There's, like, all this corn around us, like, everywhere you go, there's corn.
Renata was just a toddler when she crossed the U.S. border illegally with her family. Brazil's economy had crashed, and her parents wanted a better life. They lived in Massachusetts until 2007, when Renata's mom and brother faced deportation. Everyone but Renata went back to Brazil. She stayed behind to study, and 5 years later, a U.S. government program protected her from deportation since she came to America undocumented as a kid. So, when I met Renata in Brazil, she was on her first trip back to see her family since the split. And of course, it's family, so there were the same old arguments.
No, I don't want no popsicle. I'm angry at you, and you don't even call Gian to figure it out.
I did, Renata. He didn't answer. I told you.
That's Hafa, Renata's older brother. They argue, but she looks up to him. Since his return from the States to Brazil, he's worked in the coal mines, like a lot of the family here. And Renata's sister, Sabrina, now works long hours at the bakery with her mom.
I can actually see from their stories, like, the struggle it was to rebuild their lives here. And that's really upsetting, because most people don't have to deal with that.
Saying goodbye was tough. Renata wondered when she'll be able to see her family again. She also worried while U.S. immigration officials made her wait 3 hours while they reviewed her documents. But she made it back in.
I have learned a lot through that process that I wish someone had mentioned to me before I left. Do all of you know the three reasons you can travel abroad for?
A few days later, I saw Renata in Arizona. She was speaking to over 60 young immigrants like her who also came to the U.S. as kids and got a reprieve from deportation. Renata gave advice on how she traveled using an option called advance parole. Then other immigrants shared why they want to travel too.
My name's Alejandra. I'm from Washington State. I want to go back home to Guatemala to also see my dad and my uncle, who, like, I love.
Renata's story gave them confidence to apply for their right to travel while maintaining their legal status in the States.
It just feels right to be able to do that. It feels normal to be able to not be stuck in somewhere, not to feel like you're stuck in this country. It doesn't feel good. So when you get to travel, it almost feels like you're free.
But Renata wants more. She says next time she travels, she wants to come back to the airport and enter the line for U.S. citizens. For The World, I am Valeria Fernandez.
We have an Instagram video of Renata answering a question we've been asking various immigrants here in the U.S. What brings you home? You can see her answer at PRI.org.